Looking after our world. Our wonderful world. We receive so much from the natural world. In fact, we depend on it for our survival. It gives us the air, water, and food we need to live. However, we are using up these natural resources very quickly. We need to think about this. Are we taking more from the earth than we really need? We have to be able to live off the earth. But to do this, we need to conserve and protect all that it gives us. We have to make sure that we don't take from the earth more than we need to stay alive. This means being thoughtful, responsible, and working together to do what we can to take care of it. It means living in a friendly way with nature. Planting a seedling. Living a sustainable life. In today's world, there are millions of people who eat too much, use too much energy, and make too much trash. These people consume and destroy a huge amount of the world's resources. Yet there are millions of other people who are very poor. They never seem to have enough food, and they often live in polluted environments. Living a sustainable life means taking enough for today and leaving something for the future. It means meeting our present needs without taking resources away from people who don't have enough, and making sure that future generations will have what they need to live. It is something everybody can work toward. Living a sustainable life means thinking about the environment in all that you do. Too much? Not enough? Using energy. Every day we use energy. We use it for cooking, for heating, for lighting our cities. The energy comes from many different sources. It can come from the sun, wind, and water. But the energy sources we depend on the most come from deep inside the earth. These include coal, oil, and natural gas. These fuels come from the remains of plants and animals. It takes millions of years to make them. However, as the world's population grows, more and more of these fuels are being used. Yet these fuels are non-renewable. When they are used up, they will be gone forever. Coal, a natural fossil fuel. Fossil fuels. A solar energy farm. Oil, a natural fossil fuel. Think about this. We need to be responsible and think about how we can help save energy and conserve these fuels. What about turning off anything electrical we are not using? That's a start. We can also recycle things such as newspapers, cans, bottles, and plastic, including plastic bags. Plastic bags start out as either oil or natural gas. And one big city can use millions of plastic bags in a year. When we use things again, it takes less energy than making something new. Cars use a lot of fuel, but there are many ways car owners can conserve fuel. Try asking your family, "Do we need to use the car? Could we take a bus or train or walk instead?" Are you recycling aluminum cans? An electric car recharging its battery. Making waste. Everything we throw away is waste, and we are producing more of it than ever before. When we buy something, it usually has some kind of packaging. We throw away all this packaging, and from our trash, it goes into garbage dumps or landfills. All kinds of things, from household trash to cars and machinery, end up as landfill. Look at how long it takes for some trash to decompose. All this waste is harming the earth. When it breaks down, chemicals are released that pollute the ground. It makes a gas that can change our weather. It produces a poisonous liquid that sinks into the ground and affects our water. Not only is trash poisoning the earth, we are running out of places to put it, and the earth is groaning under its weight. Landfills are filling up. Think about this. Every day, Americans make about 3.5 pounds of garbage per person. This is a huge amount of garbage. Imagine how many trucks it would take to carry all this away. We all produce garbage, but usually we don't think about it. We just throw it away. One of the best ways we can help the environment is to reduce the amount of garbage we produce. We can pre-cycle, buy products that don't have a lot of packaging. We can recycle, use a compost bin to get rid of unwanted food, and find out about local recycling programs. Instead of throwing things away, we need to find ways of using them again by recycling whenever we can. How can you and your family recycle? Reduce garbage by recycling. Food scraps can become compost for gardens. Using water. The water that we use today has been around almost as long as the earth has. In fact, the same water we use today was here when the dinosaurs walked the earth. The water on the earth keeps moving around and around in a cycle called the water cycle. However, the amount of fresh water in our world is not spread evenly across the planet. People living in cities use the most water, while some people have only a small amount for all their daily needs. The problem is, the fresh water in our world could be running out. The population in the world is growing, and that means more and more water is being used. The climate is changing. It is becoming warmer than it was. This changes weather patterns, so in some places there is no longer enough rain to allow people to live. Add in the problem of polluted water, and the situation becomes bad indeed. The water cycle. Fresh, unpolluted water is becoming scarce. Think about this. Having water whenever we need or want is something we take for granted. Whenever we use it, we need to think about how we can save it. There are many small steps that we can take that add up to big water savings. All leaky taps or toilets need to be fixed. Taking shorter showers and turning off the water while brushing your teeth are all ways to help. We also need to think about helping to keep our water clean. Letting chemicals such as motor oil or other garbage flow into storm drains or streams pollutes water. Even some soaps and cleansers can poison water. Conserving water and trying to keep it clean will help protect our natural environment. Not only will it help life on the earth today, it will help take care of our planet for future generations. Destroying forests. Forests cover almost 1/3 of the world's surface and are home to many of the world's plants and animals. They help control the earth's climate and provide essential oxygen. In fact, the Amazon rainforest in South America produces about 20% of all the world's oxygen. Forests are one of the world's most important natural resources. Yet the forests are disappearing fast. Billions of acres of trees have already been destroyed, some by natural means, but most by people. When forests are destroyed, plant, animal, and insect species can be lost forever. Also, there is more carbon dioxide in the air because there are no trees to absorb it. This could cause our planet to heat up, which can change weather patterns, causing flooding in some areas of the world and drought in others. A logged forest. A healthy rainforest. Think about this. Can you picture our world without forests? We depend on forests, but we continue to destroy them. However, with planning and care, people can decrease the amount of trees being cut down and conserve the use of wood. Think about these ideas. Reduce the amount of products you buy that are made from trees. Use both sides of the paper when writing or drawing. Recycle and use recycled paper. Buy used wood furniture instead of new. Use a computer rather than sending letters or faxes. Stop unwanted advertising material in your mailbox. How many trees were cut to make all of this paper? An ecological footprint. Every living thing has an ecological footprint. An ecological footprint is the amount of air, water, and land that a living thing needs to survive. A bear has a larger ecological footprint than a butterfly. This just means it needs more resources to stay alive. Not everything has the same size ecological footprint, though. People have the largest ecological footprints on the planet. The amount of air, water, and land the average American uses to support his or her everyday life is incredible. Some people think an average American's ecological footprint is the size of 30 football fields put together. Our Earth cannot continue to support such large ecological footprints. In fact, if everybody in the world had footprints as large as Americans, we would need more than 5 planets. Lasting into the future. We share our Earth with millions of other species, and what we do and the way we live affects everyone and everything. So we are all responsible, no matter where we live, to do what we can to protect and care for our natural world. This is a big challenge. Scientists have collected information that shows people have already destroyed more than 1/3 of the natural world. At this rate, we cannot guarantee that future generations will have any resources left. However, we can all do our part to make our world a better place, both today and for the future. One way is to keep questioning what we do. When we buy anything, we could ask ourselves, do I really need it? Who made it, and how was it made? Were natural resources used? Our world is easily destroyed, but each of us can do a lot to care for it. Conserve by repairing rather than throwing away. Can we help to make the world a better place for everyone? Index. Conserve. Dinosaurs. Energy. Environment. Forests. Fossil fuel. Coal. Natural gas. Oil. Future. Garbage. Packaging. Polluted. Environments. Ground. Water. Weather. Population. Precycle. Recycle. Resources. Sun. Trash. Water cycle. Wind.